it in. There it is. There's the win. Found another quiz for us.
Love it for you. Okay.
And it comes from that very big, well-known repository of quizzes.
Oh yeah.
The Beano.
I love it. It might speak to us as people, but kids' websites seem to be the best for content. They've got loads of good stuff on them.
And I don't know why they're doing this, but I was trying to find something to do around the Olympics or the huge sporting events that are happening this summer.
Have you heard much about any of the big sporting? I guess it's a bit early in the year still. I don't feel like I've heard anything about any of them yet.
I've heard for the Olympics, they might have to ditch the swimming part of the triathlon.
Really?
Because the River Seine is full of E. coli.
Oh. Lovely. Yeah.
So I don't know what they'll do. Just a duathlon, just running and cycling. But that's not the sport.
Well, can't they just do it somewhere else?
Yeah, like in the pool.
Why were they going to do it in the Seine anyway?
It is normally open water.
Yeah, but not in a river. You normally do it in a lake, don't you? You normally do a triathlon in a river. Like, they've got a current to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But they'll do it across an estuary.
In general, or on this one?
In some triathlons.
Right. That'd be tidal or current to it, wouldn't it? Yeah. Fair. I guess lakes have a bit of current to them as well, don't they? Big lakes do.
So this is the Beano quiz.
Yep.
Which Olympic sport am I?
I've always wondered.
Or which Olympic sport are you?
Am I, yeah.
I'm not sure how many questions there are.
That's fine. We'll just do as many as we can.
Question one. What is your favourite way to spend a day off?
Nice.
Playing on the jungle gym.
Ooh.
Down the beach.
Oh no.
Climbing a mountain. Running about town.
Of the four, probably the jungle gym, I would think.
Playing on the old jungle gym.
Yeah. I think I do like a day at the beach, but it's not my favourite way to spend a day off.
This is your favourite.
Yeah, it's an occasional treat going to the beach, I think.
Yeah, well, especially from Birmingham.
Exactly, or in the UK in general. Yeah. So, jungle gym. Let's go jungle gym.
Yeah, jungle gym.
Yeah.
I'll hold you to that.
Yeah.
I
do enjoy jungle gym. It's quite fun climbing and stuff, isn't it?
Yes, having nieces and nephews.
Yeah, you get to play them again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And obviously, my brother and sister... normally tired of their children.
Yeah.
So I have to do the playing.
You have to do the playing, yeah.
What is your favourite food? Quite limited in choices, but
okay.
of these choices, what is your favourite food? Maltesers, fish and chips,
ooh.
Beans on toast,
ooh.
Pot noodle.
Oh, no. Pot noodle. I do like a pot noodle, but it's not up there. It's not up there with favourites. Fish and chips. As I've gotten old, I used to love fish and chips when I was younger.
I do really like fish. I think I like fish and chips more now than I did when I was younger.
I think my problem with fish and chips is I always have... my eyes are too big for my belly. That's always my problem.
Yeah.
Because I do love them. They taste amazing.
Yeah.
But they don't... I don't feel good after them.
No.
They're just too much. But I love a chip butty. That's if I go for chips these days, I will go for a chip butty over a portion of chips. Because it's a set amount. I know how much is in a chip butty. It's a bit of bread.
We normally get takeout, so I'll get the chips and then make the butty when I get home.
Yeah, yeah. I would also
and
do
so
that.
So then, I feel terrible.
Yeah, because that's bread on top of the extra chips, the extra large chips that you have to buy.
Yeah.
So fish and chips or beans on toast. I love beans on toast.
Yeah.
I absolutely love beans. I think beans on toast.
Beans on toast?
Yeah. Lock it in. Especially if you can put a bit of boursin underneath it. Such a treat.
Boz's tip of the week.
Yeah. Try it.
What's your special skill? Or skills?
Uh-huh.
Grace and elegance.
Ooh.
Power and breathing.
Power and breathing?
Yeah. Power and breathing. You get only both, not just one or t'other.
I don't think breathing counts as a skill.
Depends how good you are at it.
Okay.
Agility and jumping.
Uh-huh.
Speed and more speed.
Right, not that one. I'm slow as fuck. Agility possibly, but not jumping. I'm not a good jumper. I'm tall enough that I don't need to be a good jumper.
Yeah. Power and breathing?
Definitely not power. Power is one of my... I could breathe. You've seen me. I'm fairly proficient in breathing. But I do think... And again, this might be like a weird thing of like my own perception of myself. I think there is a certain element of grace.
Grace
to me.
And elegance?
I think so.
I would say you got quite a few compliments following our wedding of your Kaylee dancing.
From the Kaylee dance, yeah.
Yeah, people said like, what did they say?
Moves well for a big man.
Along those lines, those things, essentially, yeah.
I think I have a deceptive amount, let's say that. I don't think I'm necessarily super graceful, but I should be less graceful than I am, I think.
Yeah, proportionately, yes. You're more graceful and elegant.
I think so. And of those four things, I think that is the closest to what I am.
Fair. What would you be most likely to wear? Leotard, swimsuit, vest, lycra shorts.
What do you think it means by vest? Like a running vest?
Yeah.
Because when it gets very hot, I do enjoy a vest.
I'd never wear a vest.
No, I never used to. But when we had those really, really hot summers...
Oh, you're a vest boy.
I was like, I sod how I look. I look stupid in them. I don't care. Like, they feel incredible. Like, just having your underarms, not sweating is
like
amazing.
Basketball tops.
Yes, that sort of shape. But even just cotton ones. They just feel
I think that's
so fun. Comfortable. So I will wear those, but I will only wear them when it's super hot.
Yeah.
So it's not something that I would be likely to wear.
Yeah.
So lycra shorts.
Yeah.
Do wear like under like the skins things. And I will wear lycra shorts for cycling. So
okay,
that's probably... Yeah. I'm more likely to wear that than swimwear.
Yeah.
And the first one was what?
Leotard.
Yeah, not wearing any leotard. So probably lycra shorts. Yeah. Probably lycra shorts, I reckon.
What is your pet hate? These are some interesting ones.
Of these four, okay. Yeah.
Falling.
Just in general, just falling, okay.
Oh, he's had a fall.
Who likes falling?
Yeah.
No one likes that.
Chlorine.
Oh, chlorine.
Chlorine.
Like a swimming pool.
Yep.
I thought you said chlorine, like a cat.
Yeah, being clawed at.
Yeah, which I also don't like.
The limbo dance and cues.
The limbo dance?
Yeah.
Incredibly specific.
What is your pet hate?
Not that.
Fucking hate limbo dancing.
Of all the things in the world, my pet hate.
The thing that comes out never.
Yeah,
hate it.
Exactly.
I hate it.
That is such a random thing to be on the list. What was the last one?
Cues.
I don't hate a cue.
No.
I don't love a cue.
I can stomach a cue.
I can tolerate a cue. Yeah. I actually...
They have their time and place.
And a good cue... When you see like a good queue where everyone's being patient and there's enough people like cashiers taking you on so the queue's moving, there's a certain amount of elegance in that in a queue that I do appreciate. So the first one, falling. Everyone hates falling. I've never fallen over and thought, oh, I really, really enjoyed that actually.
That one was okay.
Yeah, that's not my pet at all. Of course it is.
Falling?
Yeah.
Falling.
I think it's strange to call it a pet hate.
Yeah.
It's just a hate.
What's the most important thing to you after winning, of course?
Really?
So
competitive guys at the Beano, are they?
Yeah. So right. Assuming you're winning,
yeah.
What else do you want to
What's the next most important thing after? Okay.
Artistic recognition.
Yeah.
Having a shower. I've got to have a shower.
Very disparate concepts, those two.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's really artistic, that guy. Oh, that one's really good at having a shower.
Yeah. We'll remember him for that. Say what you want about him. He's nice and clean.
Always showers.
A soft landing.
For my pet hate.
New trainers.
New trainers.
What is the most important thing to you?
This is absolute nonsense, Chris. I love it. New trainers is nonsense. As you know, I have a lot of trouble finding trainers in general. So new trainers are not a thing that I enjoy in
life.
They're a pain to get. Yeah. So they are not on my good list. A soft landing is ridiculous. I guess if I'm falling over all the time, a soft landing, I would want that.
It's pretty important.
That is pretty important. Yeah. But it's my pet hate falling, so I don't do it.
So you try to avoid it. That's true.
So, and actually...
Artistic recognition.
That comes under like elegance and grace, I think. To me, the great sportsman, Federer, Tiger Woods in his pomp.
Yeah.
They're verged on artistic, the way that they
yes,
play.
Yes, true,
and
yeah.
I love that. And if someone thought that of me, brilliant. That's exactly
Fair.
What I want.
Yeah, good reasoning.
Yeah.
What animal do you like the most?
Of this four.
Yeah.
yeah. Monkey? Is it Nasher? Is one of them Nasher?
dog. monkey, dolphin, frog, cheetah.
Monkey, dolphin, frog, cheetah. That is an interesting selection of animals.
And, I mean, what Olympic sports are they getting?
That's like, a good question.
Long jump, swimming.
Long jump for monkeys?
No, for frog.
Oh, for frog.
Sorry, I wasn't doing it in order.
Yeah, got you.
Long jump swimming, monkeys, I guess gymnastics.
Like the trapeze thing? The rings?
Yeah, rings or bars.
Yeah.
Cheetah running.
Bars, yeah. Cheetah for sprinting. So if I'm thinking for me, like which one am I most like?
Yeah.
Then I probably would go... Good question, actually. it said which one do I like, didn't it?
Which one do you like the most? I suppose, on which one are you like
well,
the most?
Well, my favourite animal is an orangutan, which is not a monkey technically, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
So I would go monkey, I think.
Cool. If you had a job...
Brutal.
And then in brackets, other than being a sport... Because this is to find out what sport you are.
That's good. That's a good joke.
What would it be?
Because what they're doing with this quiz is getting you a job at the end.
As a sport.
As a sport.
So what do you do for a living? I'm football.
Oh, you play football? No.
I am the concept of football.
You know football? That's me.
You're welcome.
This is so abstract.
So if you had a job,
yeah.
What would it be?
What would it be? Okay.
Ballet dancer?
No.
Deep sea diver.
Oh no.
Shelf stacker.
I've done that.
Yeah. Courier.
Have I done? I mean, I've delivered things. I used to be a paper boy. That's kind of being a courier, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was that more for longer than I was a paper boy than shelf stacker.
Yeah. Right.
So in my life, I've been a courier the most, and it's probably closest to what I do now, kind of, because you have to travel for my job. Kind of in there. So courier. Let's go courier.
Courier?
Yeah. I wouldn't hate being a courier. If you could be like... Do you know what I would really... Do you remember Spaced?
Yes.
Do you remember Tyres from Spaced? Who was like a bike courier.
Yes.
To ride his bike delivering stuff around. That'd be such a cool job.
Yeah.
I'd enjoy that.
You'd do it for Uber Eats or whatever.
I was going to say, things have changed these days. Like the Uber Eats guys, they're a menace.
Yeah.
Like, they all have those electric bikes and they go way too fast and like on pedestrian areas, like just razzing around, knocking people over. Terrible.
That's the end of the quiz.
Oh.
Would you like to find out which sport you are?
I'm on tenterhooks.
You are gymnastics.
I'll take it.
Graceful and strong, you can flip and vault your way through the trickiest of situations and always land on your feet. Wonderful.
Is that what it says? Yep. Wonderful. Okay. I like the judgment on me. That's nice. It's probably my least favourite of all the sports at the Olympics, but that's all right.
Not everybody likes themselves.
Exactly. Take a photo of this idiot.
I don't think it's Tip Mansion.
Then you ruined it.
See ya, suckers.